Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Liz Ellison. She's an RN and critical care nurse at a local hospital here in Columbia. She spoke about what it's like for her personally as she prepares to receive the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Here's Liz.
July got busy, August was busy, and we have just stayed very busy and very full since really this summer. And to me, that was the turning point of, okay, it's here, and not just is it here in the United States, but it's here in Mid-Missouri. And so fast forward to present day, sort of around, you know, September, October, November, there's this vaccine that we're talking about. And so while we're sort of waiting and watching, bracing ourselves, knowing that the surge has come, will come, will continue to come, the vaccine has been for us sort of this lifeboat, this lifeline of, okay, we know this is going to be bad and we have all of these plans in place, but also there is a beacon of hope. And so I think from like a mental standpoint, it's a lot easier for me to do my day-to-day work knowing that there is an end in sight and it's coming. And now finally, it feels like it's here.
So, I mean, we've been waiting for this vaccine for a long time. How are you feeling?
Just like a lot of other people, I'm really excited. This is huge. We have been battling and dealing with this pandemic and with the virus since, what, February, March. And this is a really big step in the right direction. It doesn't mean that everything is going to go back to normal with the wave of a vaccine syringe, but I think that this is huge and truly like moving forward, this will get us moving forward. And I'm really honored and excited that it's being offered to healthcare workers first. And I'm really excited to get it myself. I'm excited for when it becomes available for my family and friends, because that is really what's going to change the tide and how the pandemic is going to hopefully resolve in 2021. And so there's sort of a renewed energy of, okay, if we can get through this winter, if we can get ourselves vaccinated and then eventually get the community vaccinated, then this current fatigue can be alleviated. I've had really good reception, especially from my family and close friends regarding the vaccine. And I think with a lot of healthcare families out there, just there's a constant kind of anxiety and worry about if they're going to be okay and if they're going to bring the virus home to, you know, for themselves or to their families. So I think that in general, families and loved ones are hopefully also excited that the fatigue of this pandemic is going to be over soon. And that's gives us all a little bit of renewed hope and energy.
That was Liz Ellison, an RN and critical care nurse in Columbia, speaking about how she's feeling as she prepares to receive the first dose of the long-awaited coronavirus vaccine. She was scheduled to receive that first dose Thursday afternoon. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.